About that. The cornerstone number three is Matthew 25:31-40. And if you think about it, I'm going to read James 3:18 first. Because it leads into my verses for Matthew. 3:18 says, you can develop a healthy, robust community that lives right with God and enjoys its results only if you do the hard work of getting along with each other, treating each other with dignity and honor. And then we get into the Matthew reading, which was, and Al-Sum is like, I was the one that says, I was hungry and you fed me. Don't look now, but that's treating others with dignity and honor. So here goes. When he finally arrives, blazing in beauty and all his angels with him, the Son of Man will take his place on his glorious throne. Then all the nations will be arranged before him, and he will sort the people out, much as a shepherd sorts out sheep and goats, putting the sheep on the right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on the right, enter, you who are blessed by my Father. That's what's coming to you in this kingdom. It's been ready for you since the world's foundation, and here's why. I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was homeless and you gave me a room. I was shivering and you gave me clothes. I was sick and you stopped to visit. I was in prison and you came to me. Then those sheep are going to say, Master, what are you talking about? When did we ever see you hungry and feed you, thirsty and give you drink? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and come to you? Then the king will say, I'm telling the solemn truth. Whenever you do one of these things to someone overlooked and ignored, that was me you did it to. You did it to me. I look at that and it's like, wow, this is fantastic. I love the verse. And I didn't go with the lectionary in any fashion. I picked the readings because I think they help us. In Psalm 23, if you think about it, God beds us down in lush meadows. God finds us quiet pools to drink from. True to God's word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when I pass through Death Valley, I am not afraid. When you walk beside me, I trust your shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You serve me 6-course dinner right in front of my enemies. Think about it. Even back then, David knew what we needed to do. And if you think of Philippians, it reminds you a lot of James 3:17-18 we read last week, doesn't it? If you got anything out of all following Jesus, if his love has made any difference in your life, if being in a community of spirit means anything to you, if you have a heart, if you care, then do me a favor. Agree with one another. Love each other. Be deep-spirited friends. It goes on. God keeps trying to tell us that we can take God's love and put it in action. And we can take God's love and share it with those around us. We can sit here and know that God is going to bless us. Just like me, I hadn't really asked for help. I kind of got the feeling after I started getting closer and closer to the surgery, well, I probably could use someone. But I knew I was getting ready to arrange for someone to come a couple times a week to give me a shower because I was going to be home alone. But then my stepsister Thursday night saw my post and said, wait a minute, let me come and help you. And I said, well, what about Christmas? I can get you home by Christmas. No, no. I'm going to buy a one-way ticket. I'm going to come, and we're going to wait and see how long you need me, and I'll go home afterwards. It's like, whoa, floor me now. Arlene, if you're watching this, fantastic. Your heart of gold is fabulous. Because there's times each of us are going to be hungry and need to be fed, visited. Aren't we? If you go back to the sermon right there, hungry, thirsty, we might be homeless. Even if we have a home, sometimes even that, being by yourself, you can't do everything you want to do. So you might need a room or someone to come and visit. When we're shivering, you give us clothes. When we're sick, you stop by and visit. And when we're in prison, you did the same. And when I was getting ready for this, it's like, love is the answer. And I keep thinking in my mind, wait a minute, there's a song that says, love is the answer by England Dan and John Fort Coley. Hold on, can't read it without my glasses. Name your price, a ticket to paradise. I can't stay here anymore. And I've looked high and low. I've been from shore to shore to shore. If there's a shortcut, I haven't found it. But there is no easy way around it. Light of the world, shine on me. Love is the answer. Shine on us all. Set us free. Love is the answer. Who knows why someday we all must die? We're all homeless boys and girls, and we are never heard. It's such a lonely, lonely world. People turn their heads and walk on by. Tell me it is worth just another try. Tell me we are alive or just a dying planet. What are the chances? Ask the man in your heart for the answers. When you feel afraid, love is the answer. When you feel lost or you've lost your way, love one another. When you're all alone, again, love one another. And when you're far away from home, love one another. Be there for those that aren't familiar with the circumstances or it's new to them. When you're down and out, love one another. Isn't that what we do? That's why we have a homeless ministry and a hygiene kit system. It's because there are those that are down and out and we want to reach them. We want to share God's love with them. When you need a friend, love one another. When you're near the end, love, we got to love. We get to love one another. There's a lot of songs about love out there. If you start thinking about it, a lot of them have God at the center, trying to help us learn what the definition of love is. Isn't that what Matthew's trying to do in these verses? If you love as God loves and you see someone in need, you give them something. You help them out. Whatever their need, food, clothing, a place to stay, a trip to the doctor, help along the way. God is there for us. And we need to what? Be on the lookout. Because our love overflows that we get from God. And there's always, if you look around, there's someone you can help. This morning, in fact, on the way home, there was a man in the center that I'm hungry and homeless, and I had bottles of water, which I keep in my front seat. I pulled one out and said, here's, oh, thank you, I was thirsty. I was thirsty and gave him drink. God just reinforcing my sermon, I guess, because his words were what God said. It's amazing what we can do. But then again, Amy Grant came up with one you might want to listen to. That's what love is for. Sometimes we make it harder than it is. We'll take a perfect night and fill it up with words we don't mean. Dark sides between unseen. And we wonder why we're feeling this way. Sometimes I wonder if we really feel the same. Why we can be unkind, questioning the strongest of hearts. That's when we must start believing in the one thing that has got us all this far. That's what love is for, to help us through it. That's what love is for, nothing else can do it. Melt your defenses, bring us back to our senses. Give us strength, God, try once more. Baby, that's what love is for. Sometimes I see you and you don't know why I'm there and I'm washed away by emotion I hold deep down inside. Getting stronger with time, it's living through the fire and holding on, we find. That's what love is for, to help us through it. That's what love is for, nothing else can do it. Meld our defenses, bring us back to our senses. Give us strength to try once more. Baby, that's what love is for. Believing the one thing that has gotten us this far. That's what love is for, to help us through it all. That's what love is for. Nothing else can do it. Round off the edges. Talk us down from the ledges. Give us the strength to try once more. Baby, that's what love is for. That is what love is for. And I can't help but, as you know, me and songs, they come to me and I just have to share. But that is the summary, is it not? We know we're loved unconditionally by God. And we know love is there for us to use. And sometimes we forget how. But God gives us the strength, helps us keep going. And love is there for us. May we always overflow with love and share it with those around us. So this week, as we think of Thanksgiving and spending time with family and friends, even if it's via Vimeo or video or Zoom or whoever, or in person, remember, God loves us unconditionally. God's love overflows through us to those around us. Help us to see those needs and help us to meet them. In your precious Son's name, amen.
Amen.